this woman afresh. And I'll tell you why. You know, ministry is a very interesting place. And the way we know those who really believe, for instance, I remember there was a minister, very hot minister of God, but when his daughter wanted to get married, he said the husband proposing to his wife was an osu, and he could not support osu marrying his daughter. We were all astounded. Man of God talking about osu. You know, it's one thing to minister, it's another thing to practice. The beauty of this family is that we know that God is not the God of the dead, he's the God of the living. So when we come around, my friend and I, we spoke about these kind of things. Men who have eternal life, death doesn't scare us. We've shared for many years, we've talked about, it's just a matter of who goes first. We don't even understand how believers continue to fear death when eternal life is the answer. Now, the conduct of this woman of God, the family, since my friend went to be with the Lord, demonstrates that it's not just theory, they are believers indeed. Let's celebrate Pastor Nkahobe. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's celebrate her. Please remind me, we are going to take special offering for her. Special offering, amen. You know, I normally don't do things like this, but we need to appreciate her, really. And just like the testimonies I heard, when the husband said, bless the man of God, that auction is still available. Even if it's donut. For donut baby. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So-called donut baby with big beards now. Praise God. Let's put our hands together for Jesus. Let's celebrate this woman again afresh. Let's be seated. Let's be seated. Thank you very much for being a believer indeed. It will have been most disappointing if when my friend left, we now discovered that your faith is just mouth. Amen. Praise God. We saw that really, when we read that to die is gain, one day I asked in church, how many people here are businessmen? People put up their hand. Say, who would like to gain? Everybody put up their hand. Then I read the scriptures. The Bible says to die is gain. Everybody put down their hand. But you know, there's something called spiritual reality. And it is people who really taste God that can practice what the scriptures say. My wife and I here, whether we like it or not, these are one of our very best friends in this world. Amen. Amen. Good times together. If we start talking about, in fact, sometimes you just hear on Monday when we're calling and say, Bisho, that's what I call him, Bishop. Bisho, where are you? Say, what of Ayaba? And she's in the bathroom. So, yeah, where do we meet? Amen. We found out that beyond the pulpit, fellowship is where the best comes out. Praise the Lord. We don't have to agree on everything, but we just love all the same. And you know, Doki was my senior in government college, and many times like that, we'd be with Doki's wife and family. We are family. We are family. If I want to remember little bits here and there, I think the most poignant memory, I'm sure if I ask my wife to, was when we all decided to take a holiday together in Dubai. Your pastor and his wife continually would disappear. Where they were going in Dubai, we don't know till today. It's as mysterious as the anointing oil. Amen. They would just disappear and leave us with the young men, the young boys then, who would like to go swimming, just enjoying themselves. We had a wonderful holiday. Praise the Lord. And see, that's why every time I look at my boys, nothing prepared me for these beards. Because their father was always clean-shaven. You know what I'm saying? Pastor was always clean-shaven. So these boys terrify me with their beards nowadays. When I look at David and I look at Joshua, I'm like, Just this yesterday, you were running around in Dubai. Today, now, we can't, like we just used to in those days, and just toss their head and say, hey, go and bring, isn't God wonderful? It's a pleasure to be in such a wonderful church. See, the love is flowing. It's so wonderful. From the singing to the testimonies, everything. It's, you know, one of the bins of our time is a fizzy. A church where people are more interested in posing. Actually, it's satanic. Where people are more interested in showing off different accents. Actually, it's devilish. You see, it's always refreshing when you come into an assembly where people are just who they are before the Lord. I think it's wonderful. And especially in Lekki, the atmosphere of Lekki is very plastic. So to see a refreshing church where there are believers who are worshiping God, not necessarily God, it's amazing. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Your testimony was fantastic. Let us know when next you go to Ghana. Amen. And let's see what Ghana will bring. Be bringing forth for us. It's really so wonderful. We spent so many years together. We'll still spend many years more. I remember one day we were driving. I was going on a mission and her husband just accompanied me. It wasn't necessarily his central core mission, but we were in northern Nigeria together. As we were driving towards Damaturu, my friend was giving me scriptures because they were calling me, our boys on ground, where they were shooting guns. There was fighting going on there. And we had a convoy that was driving towards the place where they were shooting the guns. He gave me some scriptures here and there about 15 minutes into the war zone. I gave the instruction for the convoy to turn back. And my friend saluted me with a scripture and even a proverb. We've had wonderful times. And we surely will get back together. You know, the interesting thing is that when people exit, do you know the truth? He doesn't love any of you more than he loves me. Once you enter that zone where love is perfected, the imperfect love of this world doesn't even show up there. And the father of the house, who has been such a blessing, we salute you, sir. That's Pastor Ben. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Dr. Ahove, well done, sir. So let's just spend a few minutes sharing the word. This is, let me see if we can get done in about 30 minutes. Let me see what we can bring that will bless the house this morning. Let me start by saying that these are the end times we are getting into. And these are times when people are fearing. These are times when institutions are shaking. These are days when even the things that people thought were permanent are today. If you're not careful, there are fear is spreading in many places. Wars and rumors of war. Actually, this is the time that Isaiah prophesied that darkness would cover the earth and the gross darkness the people. But you know, it's interesting that what the world interprets as crisis, when darkness covers the earth and the gross darkness the people, the world calls it crisis. The church calls it opportunity. Because that's the time when we are to arise and shine. You see, many people before had tried to sound a trumpet for the church to arise and shine at a time when darkness had not yet covered the land. You see, when darkness covers the land and a gross darkness covers the people, you have a great advantage. And that's why I'm going to be sharing with you briefly today what I call the KBC advantage. Hallelujah. Amen. Can somebody shout KBC? So somebody's asking me, what is the KBC advantage? Now, these days, when there's so much troubles, there's so much things happening left, right, and center, God foresaw these days. The troubles started long ago. They started the moment Adam and Eve walked out of grace in the Garden of Eden. And when man invited sin and death into this world, God made a promise that he will solve the problem. And he packaged something in eternity, and heaven was waiting for the opportunity. And when God will solve the problem, he did not send a committee to solve the problem. When God was to solve the problem of mankind, everything we see troubling everybody everywhere, he did not send an army to come and fight. To solve the problem, he did only one thing. He sent a king. To solve all problems that anybody has ever had and will ever have, all the solution, one-stop solution, he sent a king. Why do I say he sent a king? He knew that every problem you have, the solution is in the kingdom. And you see, you can't get a kingdom without a king, and you can't get a king without a kingdom. And that's why you'll find out that when Jesus Christ came, his mission, his mandate, and his primary message was very simple. Repent, stop thinking the way you are thinking, realign your thoughts, for the kingdom of God is now available. Now, why do a lot of believers have challenges and they cannot get total fulfillment in their lives? Because sometimes we disobey the central scripture, Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom. Seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness. Then everything else will be added. Now, the challenge in the modern day today is that we still don't understand that if Satan looks at you and know you are not the type to commit adultery, you are not the type to be an Evans who we kidnap. The best way Satan can try to scatter your life is to look at you and find a way for you to seek second the kingdom of God. So you find out that sometimes we end up seeking second or third or seeking fourth the kingdom of God. Not understanding that when the Bible says straight is the gate and narrow is the path, it means that there's a digital precision in spiritual dealings. So how do we seek first the kingdom? You know, Jesus kept saying things like, it is given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom. I give to you the keys of the kingdom. Listen, in the end time church today, if you're not careful, the mysteries are irrelevant. The keys are even unknown. But the person who sent the single solution, sent a king, knew what he was doing. In the kingdom of God, there's no scarcity. In the kingdom of God, there's no shame. Listen, the only surprise in God's kingdom is that he does exceeding abundantly above your expectation. So the truth is this, whatever you are looking for, if you are here today, listen, even when a child is born, because I remember a case where we had a child that was born, had no eyes. And I asked the parents, you just come. By the time they left loose and brought the baby to church, I have a boast. I know where you can get new eyes for this child. It's not available in the hospital, it's available in the kingdom. When your case is bad, and there's no known solution available to man, let me tell you the truth. The kingdom of God always has the solution. Amen. The great challenge about the kingdom of God is this. Once you prioritize it wrongly, access is short. You know, you go to the ATM with your card, then ask for your PIN number. Let's say your PIN number is 1234. You put 4321. Will it answer? Ah, but you say, but all the figures are there. Ah, it should cooperate. No, it's not going to cooperate. Are we flowing together? I'm talking about the KBC advantage. So in a nutshell, I'm going to show you why you have an advantage to be able to seek first the kingdom and its righteousness. and why you are going to be able to get many things. As I was listening to testimony after testimony, let me tell you something. What your pastor was doing was that he was already playing that advantage card. And when I explain it now, you will see it's so simple. He understood that advantage. That's why he can tell a man, you are still going to get this company. It's going to be yours. And the man say, I can't see it. He just laughed and said, don't worry, you will. In a few minutes, I'm going to show you how you'll be able to see it. The kingdom advantage. The kingdom. Now, the challenge for these generations is that most people are brought up in a democracy. So even when they are worshiping God, they have the idea of an amorphous God. Or at best, they are dealing with democratic sense. When God introduced himself to mankind, he didn't introduce himself as a president. You vote for presidents. You don't vote for kings. So when I begin to talk about a kingdom mentality, I can assure you that nobody can prosper in our faith with a democratic mentality. You may have to vote for a prime minister, but you don't vote for a king. Your vote matters when you have a federal structure in a state. Your opinion and your vote is irrelevant when you come before the king. When you begin to understand the kingdom, you find out that your promotion in a kingdom, when all is said and done, depends mainly on the pleasure of the king. If you like, do everything you think is right, and the king is not pleased, you are not going anywhere. But when the king is pleased with you, even your enemies dare not show up their voice. So when he came saying, seek ye first, he didn't even say, seek me first. You know, some people like to argue. Jesus didn't say, come and seek Jesus first. Seek ye first what? The kingdom. Now, if you seek first holiness before the kingdom, you are looking for trouble. You know, Satan is very smart. He may not be able to get you to seek something bad first, but you can seek first prosperity before the kingdom. You can seek first sanctification before the kingdom. Beloved, anything you seek first before the kingdom will throw your faith out of sync, and there will always be problems. So the primary disconnection I have seen, especially in the end time, the card that Satan plays against righteous, good, lovely people who love God is to get them to seek good things first before the kingdom. Don't seek first anything else before the kingdom of God. Now, you say, but why don't you tell us to seek first the king? Look, the kingdom doesn't come without a king. Praise God. Now, let me make a quick diversion before I give to you in a few minutes the KBC advantage. Are you sure you are ready for it?
Yes.
Isaiah 53. Let's go to Isaiah 53. Isaiah. You see, one of the challenges is that if you are going to enjoy God, you can't afford to be religious. You must be biblical. You must be biblical. Isaiah 53. If you are there, say amen.
Amen.
If you are not yet there, say wait for me. Isaiah 53. Who has believed our report? To whom shall be the arm of the Lord be revealed? You see, the person that God helps is the person who wins. That's why the race is not to the swift, the battle is not to the strong. Riches is not yet to men of understanding. Learn all the principles in this world, attend all the seminar in this world. You will find out that the race is not to the swift, the battle is not to the strong, riches is not to men of understanding. You will keep increasing understanding, thinking this is the final card, it's a waste of time. Get understanding. But if you get understanding, you will understand that understanding is not the final card that gathers wealth. Am I saying something here? Now, let me help us to increase our understanding a bit this morning. Isaiah 53, who has believed our reports? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Now, a lot of us, and you are right, many as we gather together, the focal point often is sin. Sin blocks you. Sin messes you. God can't stand sin. But the greatest problem of the believer today is not sin. Sin is bad. The greatest problem is what to do with sin. You see, let's go. Let's go to verse Isaiah 53. Let's go to verse 10. And let's confirm one or two things. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, you see that? He shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days. And the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see of the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. By his blood shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquity. Let me read it again, verse 11. He shall see of the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. By his blood shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquity. I think I'm flowing. I'm correct, am I? Am I not correct? Let me read it again. He shall see of the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. He's doing all the work to make sure that you get it right. He was sent to make everything okay. So he shall see of all his work, the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. His spiritual work. And by his blood shall my righteous servants justify many. Are you still with me?
No.
I think I'm right.
No.
By his
knowledge.
Bible would also say by his blood. You see, the most dangerous thing that kills the believer, shortens your life, takes away your advantage, turns a king into a servant, turns a success into a failure, we have discovered is only one thing: lack of knowledge. That's why in Hosea 4:6, God continues to say, my own people. Not enemies. My people do what?
Perish.
For lack of the blood of anointing. It's amazing. But the people of God, not a people. Look, I'm talking about anointed people, a beloved people, a people who has chosen, who has given his name. He has given all to. Yet, a people who have this kind of advantage still perish. Only one thing that makes the people of God perish is what? Lack of knowledge. You know, it's amazing that sometimes we don't realize how important some of these things are. So people came to Jesus and said, look, what is eternal life? How can we know you? How can we do the works of God? What is eternal life? So this is life eternal, that you may know him. Knowledge. Now that's why I can tell anybody right now that I boast to people. They brought me a child with no eyes. I was boasting to them, listen, I may not have power to heal your child. I may not even have anointing to help anybody. But I have knowledge to take you to where the power is available. I have the knowledge that can connect you to a source where I don't care what you claim your problem is too small once you can make that connection. But when people fail to make that connection for lack of knowledge, you find out that there's always a problem. Now, I have a few more minutes. Let me see if I can take you to the KBAC advantage. Seek ye first. People with democratic sense cannot seek first the kingdom of God. In these modern days, there are people who are preaching on righteousness, on holiness, on grace, on this, on that, and then there's one particular disconnection that makes a rubbish of everything else. And once you miss this particular connection, once you miss this advantage, you can even believe any false doctrine and live with it for the whole of your life.
What is his advantage? Let's go to the book of Revelation. I'd like to start from Revelation chapter 1. Now, I'm going to encourage everybody during this fast. I know the church is fasting. Amen? Take time to read this book, Revelation chapter, in the book of Revelation. That's why when my son began to read his from book of Revelation, I was nodding at her. That's my man. Amen. His Bible reading, he took from Revelation 7. Praise God. You want to see increase of favor on your life? You want to see an increase in efficiency of your prayers? Pay attention to what I'm about to show you. It is one thing for you to have a revelation of Jesus Christ based on the anointing on Matthew. It's one thing to have a revelation of Jesus Christ based on the anointing on Mark. It's one thing to see Jesus Christ through the eyes of Luke. There's nothing more enjoyable than when you first give your life to Christ and you are told to read the book of John. It's all very enjoyable. But let me tell you something. If after all these years in church, the revelation you have of Jesus Christ is based on the testimonies of all these people or that of Apostle Paul, after reading all the epistles, you will still come short. Why? Revelation chapter 1, verse 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ given to him by who? I can't hear you. Look, a revelation given by God, you can't compare it to a revelation given by Paul. Hello? Am I the only one here? I said a revelation given by God cannot be compared to a revelation given by Matthew. And you know the interesting thing about the Bible? The Bible says the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God, the Almighty God, the Alpha, the Omega, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave to him to show to us things which must shortly come to pass. He sent and through sign language signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bore the record of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ and all things he saw. Now let me give you a blessing this morning, first of all. There are people who stop at the book of Jude and never enter Revelation because they get scared. They believe all this eschatological, epikalupski and all this rubbish. I call plain rubbish that comes out of theological sections. The man who wrote this book, John, did not go to any Bible school. He had no master's degree. He had no BSc. So all the scholarly advantages of this world and the posturing of this world, he had none. He was a simple man. All he had was the Holy Spirit. And if you have the Holy Spirit, you can read the book of Revelation. You know why people are scared of the book of Revelation? You just say, let me open a bit. It's a bit boring. Okay. Then the next thing, you just see a dragon. Seven heads. Kahoni Gudaguma with 10 horns. You quickly close it. But let me show you what you are missing. Let me show you what you are missing. Verse 3. Can we read verse 3 together? Blessed is he that reads, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein for the time. There is a special blessing for people who enter this. There's a special blessing. There's an extra blessing. There's an extraordinary blessing for people who get a revelation of Jesus Christ that comes directly from God. It takes you to a level that all others cannot come to. Number two, it secures you. It makes you, listen, heresy proof. Nobody can come and try games around you. Once you have entered this level, nobody tries games. It's one thing to know what an apostle is saying to the church. It's one thing to know what your pastor is saying to your church. It's one thing to know what the evangelist is saying to the city. But it's another thing to know what the Spirit is saying to the churches. But that's the way I'm going. KBAC Advantage, chapter 4. KBAC. By the way, when I talk about this, KBAC Advantage is based on the kingdom mentality. One young lady many years ago, this is a true story, told to me by one of the relatives, schooled abroad, came back home with the mom. mom decided to drop by to greet the king in his palace in the western region, one of the most important, highly placed kings. So you can imagine a young girl who's grown up more abroad than here in Nigeria has a mentality of a democracy and all that, you know. So she asked the mom, I mean, you enter a palace, you see the pomp, the pageantry. You see, this is a different setting. Oh, she was so excited. This is different. She knew that, look, her friends in school, her friends in America, her friends in the UK will be so excited if she could only get this thing on record. So she asked for permission to take a selfie with Kabisi. Young girl, not even 21 years old. Kabisi did not say anything. He said, yes, why not? What's Kabisi's own? 18, 19 year old girl, fresh skin, nice perfume, looking good. You want to take selfie with Kabisi? Come now. And you know how they do it? You have to move close to Kabisi so your perfume will waft into his nose. Nice smell, skin very soft. Kabisi smile. And Kabisi too smiled. While she was taking the selfie, thinking of how she's going to paste it on Facebook, WhatsApp, Twitter, Instagram, and all that, Kabisi made a proclamation. Mugbeseli. The girl didn't react. She doesn't have a kingdom mentality. Her mother panicked. The mother has a kingdom mentality. The daughter has no kingdom mentality. There's a clear difference between a person who has a kingdom mentality and somebody who has no kingdom mentality. The girl was still twittering away, Snapchatting, when the mother was panicking. Mother knew the meaning that where the word of a king is, there's what?
Power.
That there are things you can do in any other setting, but you don't try it where the word of a king is. For hours they were pleading, because instantly the Ilari or Dungari, whatever you call those people, they brought Damask, surrounded the girl, were ushering her into the harem to prepare her. But Besele means, I give a divine decree, I invoke a right of a king to do what? To put my stamp, I stamp my leg on this girl. She belongs to me, she joined my wives from today. In ancient times, before democracy began to deceive some people, when a king makes that proclamation, it is final. Look, they spent hours begging Kabisi. Uncles came, people came to intercede, they brought big money. They did obeisance, they tried their best. After many, many, many hours, arguing that, look, Kabisi, let her finish her school first. Let her finish schooling. They were wise enough not to say, leave her alone. They were saying, let her finish schooling and all that. Paid huge compensatory fines. Finally, Kabisi relented and said, okay, let her go and finish schooling, but when she's through, bring her back to the palace. The mother said, Kabisi, and quickly exited with the girl. The girl was stunned throughout the proceedings. And by the time she was now leaving the palace, she found her voice back with her selfie. So, ma'am, what was that, ma'am? Say, he was going to do what? He want to marry me? He can do that. But ma'am, we can sue him. I mean, that's an abuse of my rights. The mother said, shh, let's just get out of the palace first. From there to airport. Now, when you lack a kingdom mentality, you can't do well with God. You know principles of grace, you will end up drawing foolish conclusions. You understand principles of spiritual warfare. You lack kingdom understanding, you end up committing gross errors. Because there's a major disconnection that is central to your faith that you have missed completely. The kingdom connection. The KBC advantage. Chapter 4. Chapter 4. After this, I looked, and a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up. I'm going to show you things which must be hereafter. I like the Bible say, and immediately, some people have been to London, some have been to America, some to Spain, some to Yugoslavia, but have never been to the Spirit. The KBC advantage. Immediately I was in the Spirit. And the first thing you behold when you enter the Spirit, because it is higher than any other thing, is spiritual dimensions. Don't forget, these are spiritual dimensions, not three dimensions. What did he see first? A throne. And wherever you see a throne, there will be a KBC. He saw a throne, and then I like how he described it. A throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. Now, many of you, when you are talking about God, you begin to let your mind think of air floating around the whole place. This throne you are causing here is the source of all life. This is where they open the door and nobody can shut it. This throne you are seeing is the cradle of all human life. This is a throne that was marked first by he that existed before anything existed. You know, there was a time before time. The only one who was around before there was time, who set time in motion. This is his throne. That's why he would tell you that, listen, the heaven of the heavens is his throne. And the earth is what? His footstool. Let me warn everybody. Where was God living before he created the heavens and the earth? Knowledge. What did I say? Knowledge. There are three levels. The celestial, the terrestrial, and the eternal. The eternal created the celestial. Before the heavens was, God is. Am I getting across to somebody here? He now created a throne for himself. And every time you are thinking about God, look, we have paid a lot of attention. Thank God Jesus Christ was sent. God came in the flesh, Emmanuel. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, Son of God. We embraced Jesus. Oh, we had a revelation about the Holy Spirit. Oh, the whole, listen, none of them point to themselves. The two of them, this is who they point to. And you see, the man or the woman who has an advantage is one who realizes that the sum total of all life is to bring you to this one. If this place is not approving you, I don't know where you carry your case to. It doesn't matter who disapproves you anywhere, if only you can get your case to be heard here. Whether you send somebody to take it as a prayer point, or you shoot it, or an intercessor, get your case to this throne. Now, I want you to begin to learn something about the realm of the Spirit. Once it is revealed, it's for your use. I'm going to be rounding up now, but at that throne, there was a one on that throne. And to look at, come and see confusion, trying to describe the one on the throne. To look at him, he was like a jasper and a sardine stone, a crystalline structure out of this world, dimensions beyond science. He was trying his best to describe the one that sits upon the throne. There is a one upon the throne. Help me tell you, neighbor, say there is a KBC. When Jesus was on the earth, the throne was not vacant. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? That's why if a choir sings and there's no connection between the singing of the choir and this throne, it is entertainment.
When a minister ministers, and there's a disconnection between what he's saying and this throne, he's reciting poetry. Listen, up to laying on of hands. When you lay hands and there's no direct connection between the hand laid and this throne, your laying on of hand is just an act of solace. This throne is the source of power. Where can be a sea is, there's power. Now, do you approach places like this foolishly? Now, to prevent it, let me tell you something. Round about that throne, you see a rainbow. That one is greenish, like an emerald. Is there in your Bible? It's a spiritual location. Why is this revealed? To increase your efficiency as a believer. So now when you are shooting your prayer, you know where it is going. It's one thing for your prayer to come to this place. It's another thing for you yourself to appear here. When the matter reaches the eye, to bad deal do it. Somebody shout KBAC. The one on that throne, that's the KBAC. He is the one, when you are singing, who has the final say? Put your mind here immediately. That's where the final say is coming. KBAC has the final say. So, look, let me tell you the truth. When you read some of these revelations that are in when God himself introduces Jesus, you will look at everything you've read from Genesis, it's child's play. And then start getting yourself used to seeking this location, because you are entitled to this location. You are entitled to send your petition to this location. But you know the people he loves the most? Those who approach this location. Those who approach this location. You can't come out of that location and come out the way you went in. Now, wherever you see a KBAC, why do you think that girl that came from London or wherever was so impressed when she saw the kings of this world? There's majesty wherever there's a KBAC. 24 elders sitting on their own thrones, crowns of gold. Apart from that, you know what they call Abamieda? Creatures, four. He's trying his best to describe them. They have eyes. Round about the throne and in the midst of the throne. Have you ever heard a description like that in your life? Say, something is round about and yet in the midst. Have you ever heard that before? Somebody shout KBAC. That's where KBAC sits down. In a place beyond your mind, it will blow your mind. Your mind can't get it. Your spirits can only latch onto this and make use of it. Four beasts. You can't even describe it. One of the beasts, one, first of all, look like bear. The second one, like a calf. The third one, something like the face of a man. The fourth one, like eagle. Then you know the interesting thing? They said, Arosan Ashiwere ni Yorope, Oba Koso ni. No. From that throne, you'll be hearing lightning, thunder. Now, have you seen how children run when lightning begins to strike? How people run? A thunderclap. Now, KBAC. Look, where KBAC is sitting, you'll be hearing thunder, boo, lightning, striking, and then voices. Voices. When Adam was on the earth, this is where the voices were coming from to him in the Garden of Eden. Let me close with this. Every time those beasts now start shouting, Mimo, Mimo, Mimo. It's a salutation for only KBAC. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Now listen to the next line. The one who was, who is, and is to come. Where is your problem coming from? Only one person can take that salutation. It's KBAC.
I didn't hear you call his name again. Listen, I call it the KBC advantage. A person who grew up in America and all these places cannot be, his faith cannot be as strong as your own. He's thinking about president. He's thinking about senator. These matters cannot be dealt with at the senatorial level. So whenever you face a case, somebody knew the new leg. There was a brother in our church, I was sharing the testimony a while back, who went for operations. I called him from hospital. I said, leave hospital, come to the church. He told them I should send the prayer. I laughed. He finished the first operation in Nigeria. He had 1.5 lung left. Then they told him he was unsuccessful. He went to India. By the time he came from India after 2 operations, how many lungs did he bring back to Nigeria? One lung, one, with all the x-ray and everything, pictures, and he almost died. When he see me coming, he will dodge. Why? Because he knows that he knows what to do. So he will enter the church and seek this location. You will see him lie down on the altar. This one is not a story now. Where do you know there are 24 elders? What do you think is the work of 24 elders? First of all, if you are being silly, you can't even access KBC. Elders will do their work. And even if you manage to bribe the elders, those 4 beasts. If you have the courage, you advance. Look, even John, when he saw that the one on the throne was holding a scroll with information, and nobody, no man in the heavens, on the earth, or under the earth, was found who could approach KBC, he started weeping in heaven. You are not supposed to cry in heaven. The man started weeping in heaven. An elder tapped and said, calm down. Somebody worthy is able to. And you know who was worthy to approach KBC? The Lamb. Go and study it. Who is the Lamb? Jesus. He was the only one who can get past the elders without the elders reacting violently. He's the only one who could pass through the cherubims of glory and they will look away, because that holy, holy, holy applies to him too. He's the only one who could approach KBC. So when he has sit at, oh, David. That's why you find out there are some people, I've told you, knowledge is powerful. Please, who is the worst character, David or Saul? You didn't even think about it. This is not nice. You didn't even think before answering. I said, who is the worst character between David and Saul? Now, why do you think God will come back and say, this is a man after my heart? KBSU. David had the KBSU advantage. The Lord has said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. What do you think he was looking at? He was moving in the realm of the spirit, seeing the place of glory. KBSU. Now, there's a song we sing. If you sing that song disconnected to the location, it's a waste. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy, O Lord. Where did the original come from? Go and read the book of Revelation. When they throw their crown down and shout, Lord God Almighty, he who was, who is to come, the elders take their crown, throw it down, lie down, back up, yes, yo, thou art worthy. He was low, yeah. He was low, yeah. He was that he bow, go. He was low, yeah. He was low, yeah. He was low. That's why when you have the KBC advantage, you have more answered prayer than the Democrats coming from London. Now you see what I'm saying? Let me stop there for today. Are you hearing me? The KBC advantage. That's why you find that sometimes local people who have understanding of God with the KBC advantage will take a prayer and approach the throne of grace. Not chewing gum, democratic-minded young lady in high heel. Approaching KBC, chewing gum. Lord. Now, do you see the advantage that we have? So when the matter gets to the matter, don't send a prayer to that place. Some people send prayers. Somebody can send on your behalf there. If they meet the protocols, it will get through. Become somebody. What has been revealed in this scripture is available to all of us.
Amen.
Become somebody who learns to go to that place where Kabi Esi is. You know why? Because in his presence, there's fullness of joy.
Hallelujah.
At his right hand.
Pleasure,
you can go to church and not get to Kabi Esi. You can attend the prayer meeting and not appear before Kabi Esi. We will get it right. Kabiyesi, kabiyesi re, ba ba ba. Kabiyesi, kabiyesi re, oba awon. That's why you find that people from the Southwest, when you hear kabiyesi where they are worshiping God, their attitude changes. You know, somehow this one is nice, but it doesn't evoke the proper imagery for spiritual connection. The Lord reigneth. Blessed be the Lord, God of my salvation, be exalted. The Lord, well done. You have no problem. Like, I like that boy who said that there's a difference between trouble and problem. When you have problem, hello, you find that something will change in your tongues. You are, when you say, I'm going to prayer, what you are really saying is that I'm going to Kabisi. And you know the truth is this. Once your case can be heard there, whatever he proclaims on it is what will manifest. So if a pastor Hobe is interceding on your behalf and is looking at Kabisi's throne, and say, that brother, you're interceding for him. There's favor on him more. He's working for somebody who doesn't respect me. He will become the owner of that company. These are common issues in the presence of who? Kabi Esi. Beloved, from today, let me beg you. If you do your quiet time, and all you do is just read some scripture, what G.O. said, you still have to add D to get to God. Let Kabi Esi be in your heart as you are doing your morning devotion. When you lift up your hand in worship by yourself, it's different from when you lift up your hand in worship to Kabi Esi. Let it stay with you always. Let's stand to our feet. Do you know, if I tell you something, that if I lead us into Kabi Esi presence here in the next few minutes here, the kind of miracles that will start happening will scare you. Hello? 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 There are things that some people have chased for 30 years, 30 seconds in Kabi Esi's presence. You will find that it will be released. Don't worry, I will come back one day. Or come and join you on one of your all nights. When we all approach Kabi Esi together. One thing I respect this ministry for is that respect for Kabi Esi. You better tell the woman of God, teach us more about these things. What mothers cry when they call the woman of God to pray. Reverend Mrs. Inka Hove. When she marched the ground, bah! And started prayer, the atmosphere changed. I was distracted somewhere when the atmosphere changed. I looked around and said, what's going on? Ah, I saw her pray. I said, who's that? She said, oh, your friend. I said, okay. People who can unlock the realm of the spirit is different from going to Bible school. Kabi Esi is powerful. Kabi Esi says yes. Nobody can say no. Stop trying to impress people. Impress Kabi Esi. That's why you find out those of us who worship Kabi Esi in our churches, we don't look for members. We get citizens to join the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. You don't understand what I'm saying? Myself and her husband, we talk a lot. There are tricks and gimmicks to get members. But we made up our mind that, look, this may be happening in the end time in Nigeria. It's very easy to use psychology and tricks to add members to a church. But you see, it takes precision and understanding to add citizens to the kingdom of God. And we just decided and we made up our mind that, look, forget gimmicks. Let's get citizens into the kingdom. Well, for a season in the end times, members are easier to get than citizens. But we made up our mind. And I'm glad to see that the wife has not changed her mind. Amen. 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 We are still going for citizens. Can somebody just lift up your hands? Let's just worship KBAC for 1 minute before I close. Just lift up your hand right now. Just begin to worship KBAC. Go by the new and the living way. Go by the blood. Remember whatever came with you. If you can get into KBAC's presence, the difference will be clear. Just lift up your hands, worship him, glorify him. Forget about the pastor, forget about any stories right now. Even forget about me, forget about David. Fix your eyes on KBAC now.
Mowo leni waju re, moyi alogo ho, moke mo fi beta oza na.
Olorun wo.
Dabire.
Talo dabire.
Iwa loba woba. Talo dabire.
Olorun wo.
Iwa la tobi ju. Awo leni waju re.
We're going to close this service now. But let me tell you something. If you don't understand spiritual protocols, you can disqualify yourself from that place. If you don't know how to get the blood before you move, you can be disqualified from his presence. Even Moses said, please, if your presence will not go with us, don't send an angel to go with me. Take time to gain knowledge, to gain understanding of how to appear before KBAC direct. And let me tell you the truth. KBAC has no respect for a lot of things that men have respect for. Let me close with this word again. And I warned you. I said knowledge is crucial. So I close with this word of advice. All of us, as the fast continues, Moses knew the ways of God. The children of Israel knew his acts. Upon all, Moses did not enter the promised land. It never dawned on Moses. It never occurred to his mind. He never had the knowledge that that rock was Christ. The stick did not break. The rock did not crack, but Moses could not enter the promised land. Until you gain knowledge on how to approach KBAC, how to function before KBAC, people may not know this. The things you think are not important sometimes can disqualify you. The things that you think are very important to men, KBAC could not care less about them. So I plead with you, as you continue in the fast and the tradition of this ministry founded on the word of God and the respect for the Almighty God, a place where nobody is using gimmicks, a place where nobody is tricking you, a place where God is permitting you to be raised to know him one on one. Please come with the right spirit, come with the right attitude. Like I told you, if we enter KBAC's presence for 45 seconds, some things you have chased for 45 years, you will see the doors fling open. Because it's the lightning from his presence. Even before any prayer is said, when it strikes some things, somebody shouts KBAC.
Shall we put our hands together for Jesus? Please, I will ask Pastor Ladi to just pray for the family of Reverend David and also for the church family.
Well, I think the family better step forward. Eh? Let's stretch our hands towards the family. Let my wife join me. Is there any other pastor from Living Waters you can come? All family, please step forward. We'll be praying for family.
Mutin roba, uoriru Jesu iri. Oyi ko pada, o joba titi aye. Ajiye
ati ye loni bo.
Mutin roba, uoriru Jesu iri.
And so Almighty God, we come before you by that new and the living way. We come with boldness. We come with assurance that you, who has helped us on 6 occasions, you will not fail us on the 7th. We come with the understanding that you alone are the one who opens the door and nobody can shut. You are the one who shuts the door, nobody can open. We come before your presence with this family, the Ahove family. Father, we ask you to remember them with grace and mercy.
Amen.
Lord, we ask you that when the books of remembrance is open, every good deed, every wonderful thing inspired by your spirit, that our pastor, in the days of his flesh, Father, the blessings let it be upon wife, family, and children's children.
Amen.
Lord, we come before your presence to remind you that you are the one who told us that when Abraham paid tithe to Melchizedek, you told us that Levi, who was yet generations away, was reckoned with advantage as having paid tithe already, and that the favor of that tithe came upon him. I'm asking Father God that every advantage that has gathered from the ministry of your servant, let it be reckoned not only to the family right here, right now, but even the ones that are yet to be born.
Amen.
That glory will continue to multiply.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for the unfolding glory. We ask you, Lord, you who have been their protection in times past, Lord, you will continue to protect this family.
Amen.
Father, we thank you that you who open up the windows of blessings, that there's a pouring forth that overwhelms. Let it be so for the family.
Amen.
I want to thank you, O Lord, because we have looked ahead into the future. We have seen that it is good.
Yes.
And we give you praise for it.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for his wife. Thank you, Lord, for your word upon her life. Thank you for that grace. Thank you for your financial cover. Thank you for your favor. Thank you for the heart, the courage that you have given to her. We ask that you continue to strengthen her.
Amen.
That in the same tradition that her husband brought men into righteousness, she will continue to do the same.
Amen.
Even unto the end of the age.
Amen.
We especially speak about children. Our children. Thank you, Lord, for these arrows. Thank you, Father. Because in them, there is a purpose. All we can pray for, Lord, is this. Everywhere they're going, let heaven go before them.
Amen.
Let your glory go before them.
Amen.
There is a garment of favor that the eyes of mortals do not see, but makes a difference on this earth. Let that garment of favor be upon their lives.
Amen.
Everywhere they ask, let many come to their aid.
Amen.
Father, we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
As their days increase, their strength will increase.
Amen.
Your mercy will never forsake them.
Amen.
Your love will continually be upon them.
Amen.
As we look to the days ahead, when they will be getting married, they will be having their own children. And their children will be having their own children.
Amen.
You are a father and a God of details. Father, we ask that you help us to look into every single detail.
Amen.
And all shall be right.
Amen.
We forbid any form of interference with the divine plan.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord, because you have said that when our ways are right, you will cause even our enemies to be at peace with us.
Yes.
Their enemies will forever be at peace with them.
Amen.
Lord, we pray for our pastor's brother, his wife, extended family, children's children, cousins, relatives. Father, remember them.
Amen.
Don't remember that when Sodom and Gomorrah was going to be taken. No. We remember, Lord, when you sent a contingent because of Abraham. You called that Lot, who is related to Abraham, cannot become a victim. And just because of your son Abraham, who appears before you, you called for the salvation of Lot. Father, I thank you for each individual relationship they have with you. But this extra blessing, oh Lord, from the faithfulness of your servant, from records that are written in the volumes of the books above, oh Lord, let it come upon the excellent
Amen.
Family. You will not know shame.
Amen.
You will not know lack.
Amen.
You will not know want.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
And this seed that God has planted in your family, your generations will continue to produce men,
mm-hmm.
women,
Amen.
Who will serve God.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Church family, please lift up your hands. We want to pray for church family. The church family. Man of God, you want to speak a word first?
Thank you, Heavenly Father. It's a day of saying thank you for who you have been and who forever you will be. Thank you for CCI family. Lord, thank you because there is evidence that you have remained faithful. That here we have a generation of saints. Lord, that we remain unstoppable.
Amen.
Thank you for such tremendous courage in them and the spirit of keeping the faith. We return all the glory to you in the precious name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, we lift them up before you according to your word. And they looked unto me and I brightened their faces. And they were not ashamed. Lord, these ones will not end in shame.
Amen.
In the precious name of the Lord Jesus. You will brighten their lives. You will brighten them in every aspect of human endeavor.
Amen.
According to the scriptures, that the path of the just is as a shining light. They will shine brighter and brighter.
Amen.
They will move brighter and brighter.
Amen.
From glory to glory.
Amen.
From strength to strength. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus.